Yeah, I mean, I think what we're trying to get the town to acknowledge is the commitment of the staff support, whether that's the Office of Economic Development, the Planning Office, Parks and Rec. I mean, it is, we're saying that Camden has a special role in this multi-community work group because of its the possible locations of turbines, the land ownership, all the rest of that. And along with that special position comes an obligation to support and administer the work group. And that right now is just recognized through the town manager shall designate staff support sentence. But if we want to strengthen that by making it clear that staff support in our mind is multiple areas of the town's staff, economic development, planning, parks and rec, whatever, then we should get that message clearly to the select board.
Sounds like which will include but not be limited to.
Something like that. Yeah. Because it really will, I mean, one of the areas, number six, coordinate wind ordinance development within the three towns is an obligation of the work group. Well, that's a planning function.
So, Rick, it sounds to me like you want to put this preamble sentence or two in the section one and then name the community development director in section three. Is that what you're saying?
Personally, I wouldn't bother with the preamble stuff because I think that is...
gets lost.
It's fundamental to what is going on here.
Yep.
And it is the nature of what's going on here. I think the message that I'm hearing, and I don't disagree with it, is that the work group, when it's going out in its formative steps, can rely on staff support from the town of Camden. That's one thing that the town of Camden, and taking the leadership of this work group formation, is saying is we will support it. Rockport doesn't have to, Hope doesn't have to, whoever else. You guys don't have to go out and raise funds necessarily for administrative support. That's available to you through this office. And that may include economic development, it may include planning, it may include other. But we will support your efforts. And this will be your base of operation. And that's important to the town of Hope and the town of Rockport.
I don't know if that's exactly what Leonard's saying, because I think Leonard started by just saying, let's get this community development director onto this working group in some way. And I mean, this moves into another topic. I want to leave here, if we can, in the time we have, with language we voted on, so we don't have to go through another redraft.
Right.
But I have an issue with the idea of us recommending that a Camden person be chair of this committee. And I think in the best interest of moving this as a community project forward, we ought to let this group vote on their own chair and not presuppose that it's a Camden person, because I think that speaks to the atmospherics that we don't want to create.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you can get around that, by in the section three saying, We suggest, or strongly suggest, or that the community development officer see as his duties or his task to provide as much, somehow say providing support to this group in recognition of the.
Yeah, let's go.
So that's what do we think of that idea? That gets to Rick's issue, doesn't approach necessarily the chair issue, but gets to the issue of support from this position.
And it's sort of, by saying,
underlines
because of the historic nature of renewable energy, this is a good, we suggest that this is a good brief for this person, or part of their brief, to be part of this, support structure for this.
Well, can we fit a sentence into Section 3 that speaks to Leonard's point of wanting to have the community development director, we suggest they be on this group, which I think we're all in agreement with, and to Rick's point, which is by way of support for the other two towns should they join, Camden's willing to put this position up by way of support. Is that what we're...
That
sounds good, right?
That's exactly what I mean, all I'm trying to do is let the select board, make the select board aware of the fact that we as a committee feels an additional residential component to this, an additional green component to this, is for this, that there's a potential, a significant part of this which could potentially be the new way that Camden economically develops in a green fashion. I mean, we can't discount that, and I'm hoping that the public and the select board are aware of that. Now, all our language in here doesn't address that specifically, unless we put it in there specifically.
But I mean, I would agree with Rick that rather than go back and redraft that, I think it's implicit in this whole document. I mean, it's at the end of the day, if this doesn't stand on its own 2 feet economically for this community, it's gonna die for sure. And that's part of the stress around, if it happens, how many turbines are we talking about? What can the community tolerate? What works economically? Is there a balance point? Can I make a suggestion that sentence in Section 3 might read, the committee encourages the participation of the community development director to act as supportive staff to this group, or something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Just that.
I mean, we need a paid person to implement this thing, to set up the first meeting, to find the place to have that meeting.
Right. Are we okay with that, Rick? Yeah. Do you have
say
that?
Say the sentence again.
It would fall on Section 3 after the Camden Town Manager shall designate staff support. Committee encourages the participation of the Community Development Director to act as supportive staff to this group.
How about to provide?
You don't need to go any further.
No.
Okay.
I'm
hoping that the select board, the liaisons, when it comes to that, can address the feelings of this board as to how we feel it potentially can have economic impact on our community. I mean, you guys will bring it forward.
Yeah, one of the thoughts that just comes to mind, not to try to cloud what you're saying at all, but through if it winds up, say, back in at CDAC, CDAC's relationship with the development director is integral. That's part of the top. And it would seem to me that the development director, through his efforts, would involve CDAC for that discussion as well.
Well, there's also the what I see is kind of hopefully kind of a marriage of sides here, where you got the kind of green, environmentally concerned people, and the Economic Development Committee kind of finding a common ground here.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll move the question on the statements that you made.
Okay. Well, can we wait until we've got something at the end we're happy with, and then we'll vote on the whole ball of wax?
Let's get the language.
Yep. You've got that sentence, right, Rick?
Say it one more time.
Okay. It's going to be inserted after the line, the Camden Town Manager shall designate staff support. The committee encourages the participation of the Community Development Director to act as supportive staff to this group.
To act in that capacity for this group. You already said supportive staff. Shall designate staff support in addition to that.
Okay.
This committee recommends that the Economic Development Committee act in that capacity.
Good.
The issue I have with that, I guess, is does that get too limiting? It shouldn't, but...
These are only recommendations.
Right. Too limiting in what way, Rick?
Well, again, it's not just the Economic Development Director that you want involved in the administrative support for the work group. There's a serious planning discussion, there's a serious ordinance discussion, there's a serious technical viability set of realities that come along with this feasibility work. And it's not just the dollars and cents, and certainly the economic director, development director, the planning officer, codes officer, they all understand that, but it is more than...
I don't feel like it's limiting, though, in that way.
Yeah, that's the only message.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we have a sentence we're in agreement with there.